1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. Third Thursday of the month, check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Monthly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing great. And let's start off talking about the Fair Share study. What is that and what's going on with it?
Well, if you remember last year, there is a controversial housing proposal called Fair Share that going through the state legislature at the behest of the leadership of the state legislature, which would assign each town and city its quote-unquote fair share of affordable housing and eventually force them to build it either through municipal taxes, tax revenue, or taking away local zoning. And, you know, I had nicknamed it 830G on steroids. And we know 830G is the existing housing law that basically removes local zoning if developers do 30% of their units as deed-restricted affordable. So there is this proposal to that would potentially double the size of the housing mandate for a town like Greenwich and also potentially require property taxes to be raised by thousands or tens of thousands of dollars per household, in addition to taking away zoning. Well, what was ultimately passed doesn't actually have the enforcement mechanism, you know, taking away the zoning. It's just the first step. So it does a calculation. There's a bureaucracy that's set up in the state government. And the proponents of the bill are hoping that in a year or two, they can actually pass the full package. So the group that is doing the calculation to determine what each town and city's quote-unquote fair share of affordable housing has now been appointed, and I almost had my jaw hit the floor when I saw the roster of people appointed to it, because it's all the greatest hits of the most anti-local control personnel across the state, you know, head of the group that was originally for fair share. Some of the most aggressive 830G developers in the state. So it's very disconcerting, because I'm worried that the bureaucracy and the fair share calculation that is actually published next year is going to be extremely aggressive, and that'll preface the ultimate proposal to turn that into law that each town and city is forced to build or forced to take away their zoning in order to build. So, you know, we have to stay vigilant about the next 2 years. This is going to be the fight for Greenwich, the fight for so many towns and cities, legislatively, politically, and we have to be on top of it.
Some things have been kind of framed as, you know, big cities against smaller cities or towns. Is that the case here?
You know, I think you could argue that, but I'd actually argue the opposite, because I think we want our cities to thrive as they are, and then we want our towns to thrive as they are. And I actually think our cities will suffer in a way if we, you know, go down the road of policy, because, you know, our cities growing would be one of the costs of forcing all the smaller sized towns to build so aggressively, because that would take away the demand or the supply of housing and construction in the cities, which aren't that big in Connecticut. And Lamont's administration at the beginning of their term, I don't know what happened to it, they had a proposal that would call for increasing the size of the city, since the cities in Connecticut are so small. So in a way...
Oh, we have just lost Senator Fazio. He dropped out. We're going to take a break. All right, Senator, let's move on now to the CBIA report card. We spoke with Christy Pentim from the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. You were one of a couple of lawmakers in Greenwich getting a 100%. What do you think?
I'm very proud. It's certainly better than my test scores at Greenwich. So happy about that. But I ran for office a few years ago because I thought Connecticut needs to do more to create economic growth and to reduce cost of living for all of our families. So I'm very proud that my voting record has been scored 100% in support of economic growth in the state. We have a lot of work to do here. We got to cut taxes on all families. We got to reduce electricity costs. We got to improve healthcare access and reduce healthcare costs. And it's not just enough to vote the right way, and I'm glad that I have, but we also got to try to bring people together, find common ground in order to pass pro-growth, lower tax, lower electricity costs, lower healthcare costs type of policies. And that's going to be my priority for years to come.
The CBIA report, according to Christie Pantema, had fewer 100% on there, and they say, think they might have reflected a kind of a lack of or less bipartisan agreement than there was the year before. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, if she says that, then I believe that. You know, there, I think our Senate Republican caucus, you know, was mostly 100%. But you know, it goes to show. I think you gotta look at the specifics of bills, the actual outcome of what a bill accomplishes, not just what it says it's going to accomplish. And so, you know, that requires you oppose some of these measures, that these red tape, these taxes and fees that will make it more difficult to create jobs and increase incomes in the long run. So you got to be vigilant. And these scores reflect the fact that you have to be vigilant. You have to read the bills. You have to know what the effects of the policy is, not just the intention of it.
All right. Senator Ryan Fazio, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.
You too.